Okay, prayer. No. Yeah, prayer. Wow. So, Bhaktisiddhanta, let's check the facts about this, but I think this is true. He created, now we got two versions here. The one that I think is true and the other one that is his conversion among some in his school. So Bhaktisiddhanta creates Gaudiya Math mission, which has from the beginning several branches. Some say the idea was 64 or something. Now, he established the governing body commission, which is there to help those branches to work together, to cooperate, although they are different branches. Then there's obviously a need for such a GBC. So, seen from that point of view, ISKCON, which is then created by one of the disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta, becomes yet another branch of the Gaudiya Math. Now, there's the other version, which I realized just a few days ago that it seems to be there still. It seems to be that Bhaktisiddhanta established a Gaudiya mission, the Gaudiya Math, simply with one trunk, no branches. And then on top of that trunk, he put a GBC to kind of rule all the members of this Gaudiya mission, Gaudiya Math. Now, since they refuse to cooperate with that, well, monolithic form of GBC, they rather split up into all these branches, which was against the instructions of Bhaktisiddhanta and so on. Well, what they did was that they stopped working together in that GBC, maybe because some then thought that now you're not with us anymore, so you cannot be in our GBC. Now, number one of these two is interesting. Well, they're both interesting because the way ISKCON looks like today, is, well, if it even considers itself a branch of Gaudiya Math, that it's trying to do it the that way, that there is just one trunk now called ISKCON, and that one has the GBC which rules over that trunk, and there are no branches allowed. Branches means they're out of control, so it's a very tight control system. Extreme hierarchy. Which also, of course, means that it's hard for that ISKCON or those ISKCON followers to accept other devotees from other, who create other branches of ISKCON, such as Krishna West, this and that. So I tend to say that the first of those, these two concepts or options is the right one, and we just need to check out the facts about how Bhaktisiddhanta created his Gaudiya Math. If that one is indeed true, and Gaudiya Math was created with several branches from the very beginning, intentionally by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and that the GBC he created was fulfilling then a very important function, not to be the supreme government of a monolithic organization, but to be a council consisting of qualified Brahminical people, representatives from all the different branches. To basically supervise and authorize, you could say, that these different branches were running according to the basic principles laid out by the founder of Gaudiya Math, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Because then the same concept can be taken further to ISKCON, where the founder is Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and there can be branches there also, but the GBC then functions to facilitate for those different branches to operate independently, sometimes by and under other strong leaders who become, you know, make themselves names and so on, or whatever. By a team of several, and there can be as many as ever all over the world, and that's probably needed because the Krishna conscious movement needs to adapt locally to the environment, to the people, to the language, to the customs. So they can't all be the same, and therefore the role of the GBC is even so more important. Not to rule over a huge monolith organization that's has to struggle and almost fight to keep, to bring in members and keep them staying in there as resources or whatever. But allowing that growth, the organic growth like a tree, not the Tower of Babel or whatever it's called. Yeah, so then the role of the GBC is even more important because there, this ISKCON branch is global. while the original Gaudiya mission, Gaudiya Math, was and is largely operating in India, only needing, as Bhaktisiddhanta estimated, 64 branches. He was very intelligent and he had worked this concept out very well, as far as I know. So we shall learn from this and then adapt the GBC, revamp if needed, to that role. If you start your own branch with a little different idea about certain things, dress code or, you know, temple design or whatever, the GBC should give their blessings to you, provided you are still, in essence, following the mission that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada established. This is his commission. And we all know what that is. It's Sankirtan, Street Harinam, it's the book production, book distribution, and so on. Temples, sadhana. And so on. Then things start to fall into place.